It's really great, brethren, to have Mr. Secor where he belongs, in Ottawa. It's where he belongs. We've got him back. But I want you to turn with me to Proverbs, the 26th chapter. I want to go over a couple of verses here that sort of give us a guideline to how to converse. Now you say, well, why do we need guidelines in our conversations? Why do we need sort of like a outline or things that we should expect when we converse with one another? Because, brethren, as the church of God, as the true church of God, we are admonished to develop positive conversations, positive interactions, things that lead in a positive direction. I'm not suggesting, brethren, that there is a problem with that in the church, in our church, because I don't think there is. But I think it's something that is helpful to look into and to maybe just refresh our minds a little bit about what God expects of us. Because you see, God doesn't argue. He doesn't argue, brother. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to get into intense debates about personal feelings, about various subjects, true or false. He doesn't have to do that. He just states it like it is. He states the truth as it is. And that's all there is to it. So there's no real debate or arguing when it comes to God and what he represents and his truth. So in Proverbs 26 chapter, here is a couple of verses that some people think, well, they kind of contradict one another, don't they? Well, if you really understand the background to these verses, they are not a contradiction, brethren. What they are doing is presenting possibilities about how we can respond to various conversations that we get into. Now, we do not limit conversation, brethren, and communication to each other within the church. Of course, we communicate with people outside the church, don't we? And we can follow certain guidelines that can be very helpful and very positive in our conversations with anybody, church members or people outside as well. And I will just, at this point, brethren, just inject a certain little thought that was kind of promoted within the church. Maybe you haven't heard this more recently, but it is a very positive way of characterizing communication. It is simply that we can disagree without being disagreeable. Now, if it gets to the point in our conversations where we get disagreeable, you know, we have a disagreeable mindset, we're just not willing to discuss, then it will not go anywhere, brethren. It can get intense. It can get to the point where we're actually arguing in a heated fashion, and that certainly is not a godly way to communicate. So it says here in chapter 26 of Proverbs, verse 4, answer not answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Well, that sounds straightforward, doesn't it? Don't get involved in ridiculous conversations, because you can be drawn into them and the net result can be that we end up being like the person involved. But then he turns it around and he says, answer a fool, verse 5, according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceits. Now, brethren, is that a contradiction of Scripture? Actually, it's not. When you understand the Bible, the background of the Bible, what God is saying here is we need to be able to discern the discussion is going on and the mindset of the person that is in the discussion, and to be able to determine, would it be better to just back off and not inject ourselves into some foolish kind of debate because it's not going to go anywhere? Or is there a possibility that by injecting ourselves, we can bring reason to the conversation and something positive will come out of it? So you have to decide, brethren, what are you going to do? Plunge into something that's going on or not? I'm not talking specifically about the church, brethren. I'm talking about conversation in general, because conversation, communication, brethren, is everything. You are in the true church because of communication and conversation. That's why you're here. Something triggered your thought process in a positive way that led you to the conclusion that you needed to do something about the truths that were being presented to you. And so that's why you're here. And so that's what it is all about. Our lives, brethren, revolve around true communication, communication involving the truth. Now, I want to go at this time to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, because right here, brethren, ought to sort of take away all of the smoke and confusion that can come about from communication. This, brethren, clarifies our communication. It clarifies what we talk about. It makes it right. And if we base our communication on this simple scripture here, we can have positive things that happen, very positive things that happen. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. When you connect that with Proverbs 26, which we just read, add to that 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, it says, prove all things. What a position that is, brethren. That's a pretty good position to stand on. You stand on that foundation. That is where you stand. That is your territory. And from that, we begin to discuss. Our perspective, brethren, in our discussions is based on the truth of the Bible. And that is a good starting point for any kind of communication and a sincere attitude in that, brethren, because realizing we are at different levels of understanding of the Bible, and we come to Sabbath services, brethren, and we spend our lives on a day-to-day basis seeking correction. Because correction, brethren, is a beautiful thing. Anybody, and we include ourselves, brethren, anybody that cannot handle or does not think they need correction will not grow. We will not. We need to spend our lives in a constant state of seeking correction of how we can get better, more closer to that truth, more closer, brethren, because it will be a blessing to us. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. A wonderful scripture, brethren, in every sense of the word. Let's go to scripture number 3, brethren, because this one here also ties in with communication, with interaction with other people. And again, it is critical. We have Living University, or not Living University now, but Living Education. It's all about communication. It's about taking positions based on the Bible and just kind of trying to internalize the truth, and so that we represent the truth. And then when you have a conversation with a brother or sister or somebody else or somebody in the world, you are representing God's position of the truth. And it's not an arguable position. In other words, it's something you cannot pull apart. It's solid. It's based on the truth. Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Very important verse here, brethren. Very important. It says here in verse 16, Hebrews 13, verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, don't forget to do that. I mean, you know, the easiest thing is go stick ourselves in a closet and say, I'm not going to talk to anybody because I just can't get along with anybody. And all it does is end up in an argument. Brethren, our discussions should not end up in intense arguments. They really shouldn't. Our discussions should, they can be, discussions that become, you know, a level of intensity, for sure, because you feel strongly about what you believe and so on and so forth, and you're not given like a leaf in the wind to all kinds of different ideas that come back and forth. And you say, well, I'm willing to change at the drop of a hat. No, we should not be that way, brethren. But we should be willing to change our understanding of the truths and being able to grow in our understanding of those truths. But it says here, but to do good and to communicate, do not forget. Paul said that to the Hebrews. And it was an encouragement to the church in ancient times as it is in our day, brethren. We become stronger when we communicate God's way. We really, really do. And I'm not going to go to the fourth scripture, brethren. I will just allude to it because in Genesis the sixth chapter, Genesis the 19th chapter, it's a discussion about the angels, about Lot, and about Sodom and Gomorrah. You know where that discussion went, brethren? It wasn't going to go anywhere because those people of that city, they were so tied into their perverted thinking that the angels couldn't even have a discussion with them. And you know what happened? The net result was fire and brimstone. That's what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. It does not exist to this day. It's a classic example of a lack of communication because the positions were entrenched. The people of that city were unwilling to sit down and discuss and to communicate based on God's truth. They will in the future come up because they'll come up in the great white throne judgment. But God has acted in that way at various times over history where he says, I just can't communicate with you people. I can't get through. And so the discussion was over. Our discussion should never be over, brethren. We should always be attempting to strive to communicate in a very positive and a very uplifting way, and we shall all grow when we do that.